Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson.
You guys as a group, as receivers, seem to enjoy putting pads on guys downfield, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, I think a big part of our offense, you know, is a block on the perimeter. You know, that's for short passes. That's for outside runs. That's for quarterback runs. You know, that's for everything, you know. So, I think another undervalued thing that goes unnoticed is, you know, just as an offense, you know, we love to see each other be successful. You know, it's a group of guys that we have fun playing together, you know, since day one. You know, we have a lot of different skill sets. We have a lot of talent, you know, and when you got that out there, you know, it's fun blocking for those guys. You know, it's fun playing with those guys. You know, you got guys like Tariq and Taylor and Anthony Miller and Trey. You know, I mean, we have fun getting each other open, you know, blocking for each other. You know, we have fun out there.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
The expectation, first of all, is to compete, to be held accountable to compete. Coaches can do that. That's Jim's responsibility now. And the other thing is, in terms of playing the game, you know, I felt like we were a little bit too dribble dominant as a team. If you're a team that cuts hard and moves without the ball, pays attention to passing and those little things, then you can be successful. At least you're playing the right way. And that's the other thing I bring up all the time, is play the game the right way, unselfishly. And that's, again, that's coach's responsibility to get the guys to do that. So it's just a lot of things go into this. It's difficult to do, to make change, especially in season, because Jim, you know, he doesn't have a training camp to instill a lot of things. But I think it goes back to the habits every day, the fundamental habits of the game that will make these guys successful.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
How does one survive a Chicago winter? With a comfy couch, remote control, 24/7 football, basketball, hockey, bowl games, playoffs, maybe some pierogi, and Bet Chicago to keep you hot all winter long. Bet Chicago features in-depth player and game coverage, insights from Vegas odds makers, plus expert analysis so you can stay up to speed and in the know. So if you want to sharpen your edge for fantasy action or fun, download the Bet Chicago app today. You don't even have to get off the couch.
Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air, and love is in the air.
Wait, Lauren, this is the song, the one that reminds me of the night we very first met.
Brilliance and fire.
But Billy, we didn't meet in the 80s.
Well, in my mind, it still was the 80s. I don't know, but that night, the universe sent me an angel.
Actually, that night, you called me quite the dame. Not exactly an angel.
Hey, dames can be angels, too. And anyway, I got it right after that, didn't I?
Well, I did say yes after all.
You did. And for those of you who have found your angel, set a good foundation for your future with creativity while selecting your diamond engagement ring.
To help, we will build a unique relationship with you that is fun and honest. You will get 100% trade up on all diamonds and a free, no frills lifetime warranty on our fine jewelry. Call or text the Diamond Air at 630-355-RING.
That's my jam. And with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
One, get one 40% off every day until Christmas. Save big on the gifts you really want.
It's the most Hyundai-ful time of the year. All the wireless charging and savings enlarging, the deals are right here.
Get amazing deals on any new Hyundai at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Right now, you can lease a Hyundai Tucson for just $149 a month for 36 months with $3,149 due at signing. Only during Hyundai Holidays, going on now. Visit your local Chicago or Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Netflix streaming membership required.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I thought we played a lot better offensively in the fourth quarter. We got a little more rhythm in the first three quarters. You know, I said we didn't have the rhythm. There was too many three and outs, and and that sort of thing. But we did get better in the fourth quarter. Third downs was a category where we were just, again, not good enough. We need to be better on third downs.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. That is the voice of Matt Nagy. And he oversaw the loss to the Giants, and we are delighted to bring in our guy, Mr. Greg Gabriel, joins us. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, guys. Big game this week. I think it's in the category of must win now after that loss to the Giants. You can't lose games to teams you're supposed to beat, especially if you want to be a contending playoff team.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take. Did they not take that game the way they should have, Greg? Because, you know, by all accounts, and we'll find out more today, but maybe Mitchell Trubisky was ready to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, are we ever going to know the real answer to that? You know, probably not. We can speculate all we want. But I'll tell you, a thing that's concerning to me about this Bears team, and not that I'm being critical, but there's been two games, the Miami game and the New York game, both on the road, games they should have won, that on paper they were far superior teams, yet they look complacent in both. And, you know, you can blame the weather, the heat, the high humidity down in Miami, but, you know, what can you blame in New York other than you just didn't play very good in a game that you should won? Now, granted, you know, who expects you to throw a pick six the second play of the game and then have a trick play go for a touchdown? But when you're ready and you're up for a game, those things don't happen.
You know, Greg, sticking with the Bears and looking at the league, this week the Kareem Hunt situation has got a lot of people in a lot of NFL cities talking about what they would do now that Kareem Hunt is a free agent, cleared waivers. And this is a situation that maybe they're having this discussion, but you've been in those front offices. You know what the tenor of those conversations are like. I can't see the Bears entertaining this. I don't know if that's going to change over time. I think time definitely, you know, changes the context of every conversation and situation, but this is a non-starter for me. As good as the guy might fit in your offense, the video is powerful. The history is dangerous, and I would stay as far away as possible from that possibility. But I know that that's unlikely. Somebody's probably going to give this kid a chance. He's 23 years old, and he's very good.
You know, David, it's a great question, and I think before you can even begin to answer it, you have to see what the league is going to do as far as suspension. And that may be 2, 3, 4 weeks off, so probably after this current season ends. But my thinking after watching the video, where, you know, in situations like this where you've got domestic violence, the automatic suspension is 6 games, but the league has the opportunity to suspend for a longer period if they so wish. And I think in this case it's going to be similar to the multiple drug test failures, where it's going to be an indefinite suspension, and it could be as long as the entire 2019 season. I mean, this kid, obviously, when you take the video into consideration and then you look at there's two other reported instances where he's lost his head, so to speak, and taking swipes at people, there's some anger management issues, and he needs help. He needs to get into counseling and therapy and get to the source of the problem and correct the problem. I don't think, you know, another team is even going to attempt to try to sign him until after the league doles out their punishment. So it might be the 2020 season before you see him in a training camp again. And I think at that point, if he goes through everything he is supposed to go through as far as getting the right kind of help, then attitudes may change, and, you know, time has a way of healing wounds. So I'm not going to say, if you sign him today, yeah, it's a public relations nightmare, but if you sign him in February of 2020, is the reaction going to be a lot different? And I think it may be.
Greg, what was your take when you saw what happened with Mike McCarthy? Was that a surprise to you? Was it just a little earlier than expected, or did you see it coming a mile away?
You know, in all honesty, when they lost that game, I thought, wow, I wonder if this is going to be it. Because, I mean, the Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the league, and they play at home and they lose the game. So I think it didn't shock me. I think everybody in the world thought it was going to happen at the end of the season, but with that loss giving them, I think, what, 7 losses on the season plus the tie, there's no way they're going to get into the playoff situation. I think Mark Murphy just decided, let's cut the cord now and see what Joe Philbin can do for the rest of the season, see if that you know, pumps up the team a little bit for the last 4 games. But no, it didn't surprise me.
How about Urban Meyer stepping away? What, if anything, surprised you about that decision? And is he a guy that is, you know, there are some NFL general managers or team presidents watching to see what his next move may be or how long he may want to stay away for his health?
You know, that's interesting, David, because he said yesterday, now granted it's Urban Meyer and you can't always believe what he says, but he said yesterday, I'm retired from coaching, or the word he may have used was, I may never coach again, and may being the key word, but he obviously has a health problem with this brain cyst situation. But, you know, we don't really know how serious a problem that is. You watch him on the sidelines. He does not look good. He hasn't looked good all season. I think that going back to when you had, you know, all the fallout from the assistant coach back in August and early September, I was told that there was a number of people at Ohio State that wanted him gone then, but there were some key members of the Board of Trustees that wanted to keep him around because they were putting winning first. And I think this may have been more of a compromise type thing, that he finished out the season. And this was, you know, they're not making it sound that way, but I think that's exactly what it was, that this was a foregone conclusion as far as they knew, you know, back in September when he got reinstated. But will he ever coach again? I think that remains to be seen. Wouldn't shock me that if USC loses again next year, he's going to be a name that you're going to hear a lot about as to going into that position. I don't ever see him really coaching in the NFL. I don't know if he's an NFL-type coach.
I agree with you. USC is one of those jobs, too. I mean, if you think about it from his perspective,
yep,
that's one of those premier jobs where you could, you know, Alabama, you could argue Ohio State, Notre Dame for sure, but Notre Dame, he wouldn't be able to get the players in. But that's one of those premier college football jobs where you could recruit. It would help recruit itself. You could get the players in. They'd let them in, and you could win.
No question about it. And you're right about that. It's one of the premier jobs. It's probably one of the top 5 college jobs in all of college football. And that's just one program that if they want to give you a contract to go coach there, you're not going to take you long to say yes. You know, He could probably do wonders for that program. That program's been down now for a considerable length of time. The alumni are obviously upset. They wanted Helton gone after this past season, being that they're not in a bowl game. But it is what it is. We'll see what happens a year from now. And it could be, you know, if USC gets off to a slow start next year, I think you're going to start hearing that name as early as late September.
Greg, big game, as you mentioned, Sunday night on the lakefront. The Rams come in, the best team in football. If you're the Bears, what's your number one point of emphasis? What's your game plan priority?
Well, you've got to find a way to stop Aaron Donald. And, you know, you look at some of the numbers, and the Rams aren't even close to where the Bears are as far as forcing turnovers. So that, I think, is going to be a key to the Bears force the Rams into turnovers, and they don't turn the ball over that much. And can the Bears not turn the ball over to the Rams? I think that's going to be key. You know, people don't bring up the weather situation. I think, being that it's a night game and it's LA that's coming up here, it's not a team from the north, that the weather could be huge. You know, it's supposed to be relatively mild weather-wise, you know, mid-20s. But mid-20s to guys who are used to mid-80s, that's cold. And I think that could have an effect on the game. And L.A. traveled from L.A. to Detroit last week, back to L.A., and now back to Chicago this week. That's 2 long trips for him in a period of 8 days.
All righty, Greg. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
always
Greg.
A joy.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Talk to you next week, guys. Thanks.
That is Greg Gabriel. Yeah, I don't think Kareem Hunt is going to be available anytime soon. But, you know, when the league makes players available, teams tend to try to go.
I know you're right. I'm not naive. And I think that what he said is right. Time has a way of working these things out. In February 2020, the whole league and society may feel a lot different about Kareem Hunt as a 25-year-old NFL running back who spent a year on suspension. I guess at this point in time, that remains a possibility. And it certainly remains a possibility at Hallis Hall because the Bears have not done anything to rule that out. They have not been, when asked, there has not been this unequivocal no. There's no way we would welcome that in our organization. They've not spoken out against that, even though Matt Nagy knows the player as well as any head coach probably knows the player because he coached him.
All right, we're going to do our mandatory transition next with Dan and Connor. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Mully and Haw talk to Chicago Bear Akeem Hicks Mondays after every Bears game in the 8 a.m. hour.
Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis said that you lied to them before the game. They asked you if you were going to get the ball, and you sort of said, nah, if I go in, I'm only as a blocker.
I sure did. I sure did. I had no problem doing it either.
Akeem Hicks with Mully and Haw Mondays after every Bears game in the 8 a.m. hour, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home.
Sorry I'm late. I thought I left the garage open and had to drive all the way home again.
Funny, I left mine open today too, but I got a text from my security system letting me know.
Your security system?
Yeah, it's got alarm.com technology. It knew I left the garage open and sent me an alert. Then I just closed it from my phone. Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored. If there's an emergency, the police or fire department are going to respond. With the kids, it was an easy choice. Literally with one app, I can control the smart thermostat, video cameras, doorbell cameras, smart locks, even the garage door.
Don't tell me you installed all that.
No way. Security is for the pros. I had one of Alarm.com's local service providers design the ideal system for our home and install it. They did a fantastic job. It was fast, and I got a great deal.
So how do I get Alarm.com?
Easy. Just go to alarm.com/radio to find local professional service providers you can choose from.
Alarm.com/radio?
Yep. Alarm.com/radio.
When you meet a veteran, you're meeting a hero. When you donate your car to the Purple Heart Foundation, we see a hero. Someone committed to seeing that our veterans get the benefits they've earned and deserve. By donating your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation, you're helping a veteran with their VA benefits, post-traumatic stress, suicide prevention assistance, and more. Go to donatepurpleheart.org. That's donatepurpleheart.org.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
In 1924, Husky started making things for people who make things. Common sense tools. They still do. Like a 46-inch mobile workbench for just $398. Think that's good? Work on this. A solid wood top for extra workspace. 9 24-inch deep drawers rated up to 100 pounds to hold everything from sockets to circle saws. It's even got heavy-duty wheels to roll wherever duty calls. Husky. Common sense tools since 1924. Only at the Home Depot.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date.
You play the oboe.
Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar. Oh, yeah! No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Devotion doesn't settle. It doesn't stop at good enough. Devotion goes the extra mile. That's why when you shop the incredible selection of Pandora jewelry at Jared from December 6th through 10th, we'll include a free limited edition sterling silver bangle with any Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Because devotion deserves a little something extra. Just shop our Pandora collections online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
North Pole Hotline, Mrs. Claus here.
Help, I'm losing sleep over what to get everyone on my list.
Rest assured, Old Navy's got you covered.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is on sale.
The entire store?
Yes, get up to 60% off on gifts like matching sleep sets and cozy sweaters.
Up to 60% off the entire store?
Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 and sweaters from $12.
I'm not gonna sleep on that. I need it now.
Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Time to rise and shine.
Holiday your heart out with up to 60% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/5 through 12/12. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The holidays start now with 50 to 75% off at Gap Factory.